Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Great to have you gathered here this morning for our worship service with Holy Communion here in the sanctuary. A welcome also to those that are out in the parking lot tuning in on 103.5 FM. I think we got a couple cars this morning. And a welcome to those tuning in to our live stream broadcast here at Peace. We're glad that you're joining us for worship today. We pray that it's a blessing to you. In certain places, we know for certain where to go when an emergency happens. Think about school children. When an earthquake hits, if an earthquake were to hit, thank goodness and thank the Lord that hasn't happened quite yet in our area for some years, the children know where to go. Where do they go if an earthquake's supposed to hit? To the doorway, under their desk, down, Espen says. Good to see you here this morning. If we're out on the ocean and a tsunami comes, what do? You head to one of those zones that are painted on the highway. Make sure you're up there on higher ground. In so many ways, our world today is on a shaky foundation. As we think about it, whether you read the news or you go to school or you just talk to your neighbors in your neighborhood, things seem shaky. And we need to know where to go to get stability. And what I love about this church is that we know what our church does for us. It brings us stability. Not because the temperature's right inside, not because the goodies after service are just perfect, but because Jesus is the center of things in our church, as we talked about in Bible study this morning. And he's here to stabilize us and encourage us with the gift of his body and blood in Holy Communion. Pray that that's a blessing for you this morning in our worship. Just a couple announcements to share before we do begin. The first is that we really just had a phenomenal response to people signing up to serve at our church last weekend. We have more flowers than you could even dream of over the next few months. In fact, the flower chart is filled all the way to January, so just amazing response. Lots of readers signed up, ushers, greeters. Today's also an opportunity to sign up to serve. We've got a few more slots open. See Merv at the end of the service out by his table. And I would say that we do have one more category in which we'd like to collect names for serving, and that is someone who could be a backup Sunday school teacher, kind of an assistant, or someone who just has a heart maybe once a month or once every 2 months to go in and help our kids out as we start Sunday school right around the corner. So that's also a category that we're adding this morning. Secondly, just want to reiterate what was shared via email and in conversation, and that is starting September 11th, Peace is going to have a new worship schedule and Sunday school routine on Sunday mornings. Choir practice starts at 8 o'clock. Get your coffee early. 9 o'clock is Sunday school, and then at 10 o'clock is our worship service. So 8, 9, 10. Pretty easy to remember, and we're really going to keep with that time schedule as we start out. That starts September 11th, so take note of that. And then finally, another thing to share with the congregation that will impact our service today, and that is that we are not going to be collecting the plates or have a moment of offering or offertory in our worship service. And that was made by the council, but in some mindful decision-making, really. We want our members to know, and those that are visiting, that offering is really a voluntary act, a response to God. And so there's no compulsion, there's no passing the plate, shaking it, and pass it around a third time so more people can. We don't do that here at Peace Lutheran Church. We're going to have the plates at the back of the sanctuary. If you feel led to give, we're thankful for that. As a response and as a willful, voluntary thing that we do after the worship service. So that's going to be a new thing that we're here doing here at Peace, so there won't be an offering or an offertory in the service today. I think that does it for my announcements. Does anyone else have anything else to share before we begin? I think we're good. Let us begin our worship service by calling on God with our invocation this morning.